It's Ryder and Lisa. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Something that didn't make the show today, probably a little too long-winded and maybe a little too offensive for some, was a little thing I jotted down recently. My top four least favorite interneters of May 2020.
Oh, just this month alone, hey?
Yeah. Okay. Super recent. Number four is the always shirtless on TikTok guy who provides absolutely no content other than showing off his abs, but he has more followers than me, and like a lot more. That's right.
Start
up
taking
there.
Your top off, bro.
I don't have the abs. I could draw them in, but I still think I'm too old now to get like the sex appeal follow on TikTok. I'm still pulling in some of that on like Facebook and Instagram.
Wow.
Where the women in their 30s and 40s reside, you know?
They like think it's sexy even just that you're a dad.
Exactly.
That's just an example. I'm not saying that you're not sexy to others.
We're like, man, he looks good bald.
Yeah.
That's something that happens.
Not on TikTok. That's awesome.
Number three for my least favorite interneters of May 2020, the bored quarantiner who's participating in more than two 10-day challenges at the same time. Like, post 10 pictures of your grandkids.
I think those are cute.
Yeah, but when they combine them with their 10 albums at the same time, they're just bogging down my timeline.
At least they're giving you content. What's everyone else doing?
I want an unfollow button just for 10 days for when somebody launches one of these challenges.
Because Facebook has a 30-day unfollow.
Yeah, and I feel like that's aggressive and mean to, like, my auntie.
Right.
Who's doing this right now.
You don't want to see your auntie's 10-day challenges? You'll get to know her a bit more.
I don't care what anyone's eighth favorite album was from their childhood. No one. Next up, number two. The takes absolutely every opportunity to add a bold political stance to things that don't have much to do with politics guy. So you'll see like NHL's coming back and then the person underneath being like, oh, I'd like to see Trudeau play hockey. You're like, that's a stretch, Rich.
Ryder, leave them alone. That's their personality.
Is just hating a specific politician.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, I've seen some. McDonald's is open. Oh, good. I'm sure Kenny's happy to support the millionaires. Okay. I just want to let you know you can get a cheeseburger now.
I would love a cheeseburger right now. What time is it?
And finally, my number one least favorite interneter of May 2020 is the person who claims they've done their research, and by done their research, they've actually just watched a YouTube video from an untrusted source. It's like, yeah, I don't know if I need to be taking advice from you. You've spent literally your life savings on VLT machines and cigarettes. Instead, I'm going to take the advice of the people who have spent their lives studying the exact subject you claim to know so much about.
This sounds like a very specific person that you have in mind.
It is.
Okay.
That's your podcast extra today. And from this point forward, it'll be things we decided deserve to make it to our actual radio show. Make sure you're checking it out live Monday to Friday from 5:30 a.m. until 9 a.m.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
I've got bad news.
What?
Well, yesterday we were talking about Spam, how you tried it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was at the grocery store yesterday and I had to replace the Spam, right? I always need to have
an emergency Spam can.
Yeah, exactly. I thought they were about $2.50 a can. $5.
It is a pretty large piece of quote-unquote meat.
Hey, don't be talking like that.
$5 for a can of Spam?
Yeah, girl.
Come on.
So, the next time I make you a Spam sandwich, I would appreciate it if maybe you lit some candles and got a nice bottle of wine, because that's some fine dining.
I would rather you just buy a bunch of Lunchables. You were saying they're way cheaper now the kids aren't in school. They used to be, what, $5? Now they're $2.50?
Yeah, about that. So, there's a good grocery store hack. And I've noticed just pork in general, so maybe I shouldn't have got the canned stuff. I should get actual pork. It's much cheaper right now, too. There's some good finds at the grocery store these days, if you look for them. Lunchables and pork.
There you go.
That was Lisa and I's nickname in nicknames in high school.
Actually.
She was Lunchables and I was Pork. What strange thing have you hit with your car? This text says, I backed into my mother-in-law. I swear I didn't know she was back there, but she still doesn't believe that. She was okay. I just put that part in. I don't know if she was okay, but I assume with the lighthearted text.
One of my girlfriends and I were like, there's a bunch of us in a group chat, and we were comforting someone that lives somewhere else where it's more flexible, relaxed rules, and someone was going on a date. It was in Winnipeg. She's like, don't worry, it can't be worse than one of my first dates, and I almost hit him with my car in the parking lot after. Can you imagine having to take your date to the Emerge immediately after your date, after you just said goodbye to them?
I hit some this morning. I'm not proud of it, but I also am not going to waste time worrying about it.
I'm not a fan of what happened.
Well, why don't you give the situation through your eyes?
Ryder and I are driving in a residential area, and there's clearly a robin in the middle of the road just chilling. In fact, it was facing us. It was kind of grim. I was like, obviously it can see us. And Ryder can see it, and I go, that's a bird. There's a bird. And he just keeps driving and drives right over it. It was in the middle of the vehicle, so I don't think a tire hit it. You were expecting the bird to move, right? Usually they're pretty good at flying away.
Yes, that's what birds do. They fly out of the way. And I wasn't going like 50. I was going like 40.
But why didn't you stop?
Because I would have had to slam on the brakes.
So?
And I would have put you through the windshield.
I'd rather that than hurting a little birdie.
Okay.
That's
and I
bad
couldn't
luck
swerve
for you.
Because there were cars on both sides. Way she goes.
And then Ryder just didn't care.
Well, no.
I heard a thump, too. Manny wrote in saying, one time I hit a beaver, absolutely destroyed my car, ripped up the whole underside. And I said, did the beaver just yawn and walk away? Because I feel like that's what a beaver would do. But no, rest in peace, Beav.
Mark says, I accidentally hit my own car while driving my friend's car. It was really hard.
What?
I accidentally hit my own car while driving my friend's car. It was really hard for my insurance company to understand.
Oh. Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
A classic story out of Florida.
Of course.
Involving a naked man who broke into a high school and trashed the building, causing $100,000 worth of damage during a 22-hour vandalism spree.
22 hours?
I know. Like, what are you doing for 22 hours straight?
I'd get bored. Like, I'd be like, okay. I'd probably go start shooting hoops or something. Like, that
right.
would be way more fun.
I feel like if I went to try and, quote unquote, trash a school, I'd, like, flip one table over and then be like, ow, that hurt my finger.
Imagine being in a school for 22 hours.
Ew. You're right. That is boring. What a lame reason to go to jail. This next story, a Ukrainian woman has gone viral for removing her underwear and wearing them as a face mask after being refused service at a local post office. I mean, clever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes driving somewhere and getting refused and having to go home to get their mask and then come back. Just go into your car.
Yeah. I guess it depends what kind of panties. Like, full butt Kirkland's would have been probably fine.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's never forget the time that I used my underwear on my head. They're very versatile. One time, I got home from the club. I had a few too many vodka slimes, so I had to puke. Didn't have a hair elastic. What do? You take your thong off and you use it as a hair.
Okay, next story, please.
Companies in Switzerland have been court-ordered to contribute to their employees' rent for those who are working from home.
I'm not mad at that. Although, if you can prove that you've actually spent more money on things like bills when you're at home, you're going to be, you know, using more electricity.
Netflix bills.
Well, you're going to be using more electricity, though, but you're also saving money on, like, commuting to work. This is a stretch.
I just really want to know who's working harder at home. Name one person.
My 8-year-old got twisted up in her first, like, big lie. If you have a suggestion for punishment, get at us, 780-784-7107. So here's the breakdown. We have Monday off. So I'm going to be having my daughter on a school day for the first time. So I have to go through the motions, teach her her classes, get her linked up with her class on Google Meets or whatever they're using.
Yeah.
So I sent the laptop from my house to her mom's house because her mom's going to set everything up for me. She's good at that stuff. I'm bad at it. My daughter, who is allowed a little bit of YouTube at my place, is not allowed YouTube at her mom's.
At all, ever.
No. So she had my laptop. She had access to YouTube. She pretended she was going up to do work in her room.
Ooh.
And then her mom busted her watching YouTube on the computer, which not only said she was working, wasn't, but also not allowed YouTube at the house, right? And I think she's smart enough to know that if she accessed YouTube on one of her mom's devices, that her mom would probably find out, but she thought she was safe.
Because it was your laptop. Didn't know that her mom could check the history.
So she lied about it when her mom confronted her and said, that was just the last thing that was up on dad's computer. And her mom checked the history. Not the case. She did access it on her own. So now we're scrambling. I think the new rule is going to be no YouTube at dad's anymore either.
That sucks.
And like, it's her favorite thing. If you know any kids in that age range, if they've accessed YouTube before, that's all they want. Like,
it's all they think about.
Yeah, yeah. It's out of hand. So if you have any other suggestions.
I just think this lie is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of iconic. Like, if you really think about this, an 8-year-old, as soon as she found out that that laptop was going to mom, she was like, there's YouTube on that computer.
I'm going to be able to watch YouTube in my room. Nobody's going to ever know.
She planned it all out.
Yeah.
It sucks that it didn't work out for her in the end.
Well, she's still a bad liar, right? So when she's like, I'm going to go do work in my room.
No wonder she went up to check on her. Like, what do you mean you're going up there voluntarily to do work?
Why are your eyes closed? And why are you yelling that sentence? Play 107, it's Ryder and Lisa. So caught my daughter in her first, like, fairly significant lie. And we're not shaming. We're sharing the story because we thought it was fairly epic.
I think it's cute.
Which she tried to get away with. Yeah. But we asked for maybe some punishment suggestions at 780-784-7107. And Rich came through big time.
I can't believe this. Maybe his parents did it to him when he was a child. It must work, though. It has to.
So you tell her you're going to get her favorite food for dinner. So in my daughter's case, that would probably be like Ichiban noodles and chicken fingers. She gets pretty hyped about those two things. Then when dinner's ready, you make sure it's something that she's just okay with.
Mildly impressed with.
So like a chicken breast and carrots. And then you teach her about the impact of lying.
I just can't picture a child not learning a lesson in that situation.
Whoa.
The disappointment that you would feel. And then you go, that's what you're doing to other people when you lie to them.
Yeah, or like, I'm going to go get dessert. We got a very special dessert tonight and come back with more carrots. And that's what happens when you lie again. For Throwback Thursday today, we decided to have a little brainstorm sesh of things that you'd like to see thrown back. Like, what item of nostalgia would you like to see make a triumphant return?
I'm really annoyed because Gwen Stefani posted a picture of her 14-year-old son yesterday, and he was wearing a puka shell necklace, and I tried to bring back puka shell necklaces like 3 years ago, and everyone made fun of me. So now all of a sudden Gwen Stefani's 14-year-old son does it, and it's cool? I'm out of here.
Okay. You're a little bit cranky, so if you're actually out of here, that's okay.
I'm leaving.
This text says, affordable housing prices.
Imagine.
Getting right to it.
Oh, my
love
goodness.
It.
Like, what?
I like this one, too. The positive use of the word radical. Because now everything that's radical is not good.
Does anybody else, except for me, remember cinnamon spread? It came in, like, a margarine container.
Yes.
And it was very fluffy. Yes. Like, it's the staple of my childhood.
And you put it on, like, I think my mom used to make it with butter because she put too much butter on everything. And then the cinnamon spread on toast, right?
To die for. Like, so good. But I've been looking for this for months, and it's nowhere. Nowhere. In fact, I remember looking for it last year sometime too. Can't find it. It doesn't exist. So I've looked it up. And there's a petition to bring it back. So it is discontinued. Okay. No, I don't know why you're laughing. This is serious.
Did you sign the petition?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I actually encourage all Edmontonians and surrounding area to go and sign the petition to bring back cinnamon spread.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Brendan texted in saying, let's bring back chain wallets, skater shoes with pockets in the tongue, and turning signals. Edmonton.
I like how there's
specifically.
There's a mix of his childhood and his adulthood in that text, right?
And of course, Jasmine wrote in, who sounds like my spirit animal. Were you also at Ezzy's back in the day on Tuesday nights? Because she wrote in saying, let's bring back one shoulder halter tops and 25 cent draft night.
Oh, Donald's Pizza text we got.
Oh, we got several texts on that. It's always a go-to answer.
But that's only if all of our tops of mouths have healed from it burning us. Remember how hot it was when you bite into it? My God.
When it was still on the menu, I was a very picky eater at that age, so I never ordered it. I only got like fries. I was so boring. But my older sister always wanted the pizza, and my mom would get frustrated because if we went through the drive-thru, they'd always tell us to pull over and wait.
Yeah, that's the reason that they haven't brought it back yet. They know it's popular. It just takes way too long to make, and they are a turnover machine, right?
Yeah. Now, we don't want to only talk about food. There's other things that we want to bring back, but I have to mention Sarah's text. Did you guys ever grow up eating your Ichiban raw? Just crush the noodles and sprinkle the seasoning in a Ziploc bag and munch away. That was a staple in elementary.
Yeah, that like a lot of kids would bring that for lunch in junior high, right? Uh-huh. That's all they'd bring is a bag of Ichiban.
And then all of our parents would tell us, that will give you worms. And we all stopped eating it.
True. Jen says Adidas tearaway pants. It really helped my flirty game. And is that just like you undo a button and have leg cleavage?
Is it like showing your leg under a nice dress?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But whatever.
You wore them under your dresses?
No. Like when you're wearing a dress and it has a slit and you showcase your leg a little bit.
I've got one I'd like to add to the list. Red utility balls. You remember that?
From gym class.
Yeah, I can't find them anywhere. The only place I might be able to track one down is in like the top of an elementary school roof somewhere.
There's got to be some with cobwebs up there.
There's a reason they were so popular, though. It's because they tantalized all of your senses. Both feel and sound when they smack you in the face.
The smell.
Remember the sound? I can't make the sound.
That was actually quite accurate.
The smell, absolutely, right?
The piercing pain on your face when someone would hit you with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those ended up on the roofs of schools.
We should go search for them.
Yeah, wait, do we know anybody that does the, like, chopper traffic? We need an update, a report. Took on another internet challenge yesterday called the Wipe It Challenge. So pretty much you're wiping clean a mirror, and then on one of the wipes, all of a sudden you're in a completely different outfit, and then when you wipe back, you're back in your original outfit, very confused.
A lot tougher to edit than I expected. Like, it was stressful, but I ended up just nailing mine.
Okay.
But I swear I did it. It was a fluke.
I'm just seeing, because we both posted one. I just wanted to see who's did better on the internet.
It's not a competition. Okay. You wouldn't have even done one. Yeah. I told you to do that, Oilers. You swipe down, all of a sudden you're in your Oilers jersey. Very relatable with our city, demographic.
You're absolutely right. It's not a competition.
I have more likes.
What? It's a competition?
So if you're interested in trying the Wipe It Challenge, just search the hashtag Wipe It Challenge tutorial.
Okay.
And that's how you can learn it.
All right. And give
it
a go.
It's super fun.
Make sure you tag us if you do one. We want to see them.
Yep.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107.